Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be partly cloudy, breezy this morning. More clouds coming this afternoon. High only around 41 degrees. In Kenosha, 36 at this hour. 34 in Burlington. 37 Milwaukee, 37 degrees in Racine. Been a busy time for We Energy's repair crews in southeast Wisconsin, dealing with thousands of customers without power in scattered parts of the utility service area. Culprit's been the very strong wind predicted with a storm system that came through last night and dropped the temperature to much more seasonal levels compared to the 50s we had yesterday. Power problems relate to wires down due to tree branches or trees themselves. If you have a power problem, you want to call We Energy's outage number just to make sure it's reported. Chances are it already has, but best to be sure. A man described as a significant local drug dealer in custody after more than a year-long investigation into the sale of heroin linked to overdose victims. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Racine County Sheriff's Office in a news release says the man was arrested Monday by agents of the Racine County Metro Drug Unit, the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, and the DEA. The investigators, serving a search warrant at a home in the 9000 block of 15th Avenue in Kenosha, located heroin, cocaine, and ecstasy tablets. The 35-year-old man is being held in the Racine County Jail on a number of charges and faces additional charges in Kenosha County. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Not a good evening for a Racine woman with her car keys, some outstanding warrants, and a fire hydrant. Mount Pleasant police called at the 5200 block of Washington Avenue. A woman had locked the keys in her car. Door got opened up, but a records check showed her with multiple outstanding warrants from Mount Pleasant and the city of Racine. A release indicates Janiqua Brumby was given the chance to satisfy those warrants, but instead drove away. Leaving the parking lot onto Washington Avenue, she lost control of the vehicle near Roosevelt Avenue, striking and shearing off a fire hydrant. Then she tried to run, even being 7 months pregnant, but was detained and taken to the hospital for safety reasons under guard. Brumby facing multiple new charges plus the outstanding warrants. A man from Racine, meanwhile, taken into custody yesterday, referenced that hit-and-run accident that occurred Tuesday, injuring a 14-year-old boy near Case High School who was crossing Washington Avenue. He was passing on the shoulder, according to Mount Pleasant police. The driver did stop briefly, checking on the teen, but then left. Yesterday, police got information about the identity of the driver, interviewed some other witnesses, then the man and the vehicle were located. 34-year-old Nicholas Starks issued a number of citations. 71% of Wisconsin roads are said to be in poor or mediocre condition. That's according to the American Society of Civil Engineers. It ranks the Badger State third worst in the country, but also pointing out nearly 2,000 bridges in Wisconsin are either structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. Madison Democratic Representative Melissa Sargent says she hears about this kind of stuff everywhere she goes around Wisconsin.
People are really concerned about the way it is that we're funding our roads, and the fact that right after we completed our state budget, we had to go back into extraordinary session and find a way to fund more road work.
The state gasoline tax used to be the main source of revenue for the transportation budget, but that doesn't even cover simple costs anymore, according to Sargent, who says the roads in Wisconsin are becoming increasingly crowded with the holidays, and it's time for both parties at the Capitol to make a New Year's resolution: stop putting transportation on a credit card. Oh, and on this Christmas Eve, there's a new Allstate insurance poll out that offers yet another reminder about keeping your home safe this next week and a half or so. Spokesman Frank Torres says childproofing, that's going to be needed if you're expecting guests who have young kids.
Make sure you do a little bit of childproofing at your house. You might even want to get down on the floor and see if there are any dangling cords or sharp edges that a toddler could hurt themselves with, or electrical outlets that they might stick something in.
He also says it's easy to get distracted during this time, especially if you are cooking. That can turn into a major problem with a distraction. 70% of the survey respondents knew the holidays generated more home hazards. Only 37% took additional steps to protect themselves. Well, good and bad news regarding local and minority hiring goals and achievement thus far on three major school projects in Racine Unified, according to general contractor Riley Construction, with less than 10% of the overall work complete. During the school board meeting this week, Barb Riley said that at 35% of the projected goals on minority contractor hirings, things are falling a bit short.
We do not have confidence that we'll meet this goal because most of the contracts have already been let, and we struggled to find additional minority certified minority contractors out there that were took interest in these projects.
Said they've been talking to the unions about allowing non-union companies with minorities to perhaps co-work and train so that they can bid in the future and maybe even join unions. Pushing the district for years on minority contractors and hiring has been Alfonso Gardner. He voiced displeasure at the numbers on those three projects, and he urged the board to check out Riley's figures.
As far as I know, what I've been told by someone, there's only one person of color that has been hired. I'd like for Barb to give me the information about the four or five that she said was hired. This, to me, is nothing but white privilege. That's all this is. It's white privilege. It's been going on for years. Years and years I've been talking about this. Over 30 years, and everybody here knows it. It appears to me that our elected officials are afraid to deal with this issue.
Board member Mike Frontier called it a community issue. President Melvin Hargrove told Riley Construction leadership, "We will hold you accountable." The Racine School Board's going to get construction updates in March, June, and December of next year. A new director for Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee, County Executive Chris Abley announcing Ismail Bonilla will be taking over that position February 1st. Described as a seasoned aviation industry executive with senior leadership positions at airports in Latin America and in Florida, he's a 20-year veteran of the Air Force. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development shows unemployment rates went up in 29 of the state's 32 largest cities and in every county for November. Only Beloit had a decline, 0.1%. Racine tops in the state at 6.1% versus 5.8% in October, but lower than the 7.6% a year ago. Kenosha's November jobless figure was 5.2% versus 4.9% a month earlier, Milwaukee going from 5.6% to 5.8%. Caledonia's November jobless rate was 4.4%, 5.8% in Mount Pleasant, 3.5% in Oak Creek. At 2.9%, three cities had the lowest jobless rates in Wisconsin: Fitchburg, Madison, and Sun Prairie. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there. Whenever you want, just go into the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.